1027 Business with Michael Avery.
The moment is here, the Super Bowl of climate change, the Olympics of decarbonisation, the Met Gala of non-binding emission reduction promises. And these are extraordinary times. There are great expectations by governments, by businesses, by civil society for the Glasgow Climate Conference, or COP26 as it's known in the jargon. We've had US Secretary of State John Kerry labelling it the last best hope for the world. We had Prince Charles yesterday say that the time has actually run out to implement change if we're going to keep the rise to below 1.5 degrees, which is the stronger of the two temperature targets enshrined in the Paris Agreement. And we cross now to Rachel Bartels, who's a senior managing director at Accenture, who's in Glasgow. I'm sure eating all the deep fried Mars bars you can find. Rachel, how are you doing? And tell me what the mood is like on the ground.
Hi, Michael. It's absolutely great to be here. And, you know, it's absolutely really exciting. There's a lot of activity going on, but I do think your comment about it's the Met Gala of, you know, non-binding commitments, I think that's really where the mood is at, is lots of people are making commitments. Everybody's excited about them, but everybody's saying, okay, what's the action that actually is going to make that happen? Because I want your audience to think about a couple of numbers, right? So the numbers are 50%, 2.7, 1.5, 16, and 2131, so 2,131. And what those numbers represent is we need a 50% reduction in greenhouse gases to hit 1.5. At present, we are heading to a 16% increase, and we're going to hit 2.7 degrees. And, you know, at 2.7 degrees, the world will be, quite frankly, unpleasant. You know, we talk about floods and climate change and all that stuff. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we're going to have more pandemics. We're going to have far more health issues. We're going to have water where we don't need it. We're going to have resource depletion. Food production is going to become a nightmare. And if you think about it in the context of the pandemic, which caused, you know, the world economy to reduce by 4.3%, then they're actually saying the impacts are going to be far, far bigger. So that means a lot more people in poverty, a lot more people homeless. You know, I mean, it's not going to be a nice place. And then that number I mentioned, 2,131, the reason I use that number is that's how many working days we have till January 2030.
2,131
working days. 31
working days. That's not a lot of time, Rachel.
No, it's not. And okay, I don't know about the rest of you, but I really don't want to spend all my weekends working. You know, we can add a bit extra to that. But I think that just encapsulates the mood here, which is very much around what are people really doing. So it's interesting to see, I mean, South Africa is very, you know, obviously very exposed to mining. You know, you've got the whole Fortescue crowd here talking about what they're going to do around green hydrogen, which is obviously, a big topic for, you know, the mining community in South Africa. And it's really about how do we create industry clusters that can actually start to use that to actually drive a big step change. And, you know, everybody is saying, how do we go faster? How do we implement? Right now, carbon is a compliance problem, right? Everybody's like, okay, I have to figure out how much I've got, like, and how much I'm emitting and everything. But actually, carbon needs to become a decision-making tool so that we need to embed it into how we make decisions about what we do every day, not, you know, personally, professionally. I was just listening to a procurement specialist, you know, actually talk about how they're embedding carbon decisions into how they make supply decisions. And, you know, if every single chief procurement officer woke up in the morning and sort of said, okay, I'm going to really change how I buy things based on carbon footprint, that alone would have a massive impact.
Well, at a corporate level and at a consumer level as well, I think we tend to sometimes defer responsibility for adaptation and response and mitigation to someone else, to your neighbor, to the next guy, to the next corporate, to the next government. But really, it's all of our responsibility. And the 2021 production gap report that was released by the UNDP reveals that, and to your earlier point, I want to be optimistic, but we have this continued upward trajectory of fossil fuel production. And in the report, it says that if governments are in aggregate planning to produce around 110% more fossil fuels in 2030, then would be consistent with limiting the temperature change to 1.5 degrees. And that's on the current trajectory, and 45% more than for 2 degrees. And by 2040, it just gets even worse. So if the science is telling us that this route is untenable, why haven't we managed to turn the fossil fuel production corner? Is our economy that deeply embedded in something that is going to lead to our downfall?
So I do think it's a big challenge, because it's all about capital allocation. And the fact is, you can't just switch stuff off overnight. And, you know, when we had the ozone problem, you know, and we realized it was the CFCs that were causing it. The reason it became so easy to switch, and it wasn't easy, it was difficult, but it was relatively easy, is we had a good substitute and we had an infrastructure that could deliver the substitute, and everybody's agreed on what the problem was. And at least I feel like now we're getting an agreement what the problem is, but the solutions are actually requiring quite an investment in terms of capital. But, you know, rather than, you know, making everybody think we've all got doom and gloom and there's nothing to be done, I think there's so much that we can actually do individually, and the steps that we take actually add up. They really do, because, I mean, professionally, I track the carbon footprint of, you know, I'm a consultant of the teams that actually support my clients, because we want to be carbon neutral. And we've actually then sat down and implemented a whole series of mitigations to actually reduce that carbon footprint. Yes, we've got some offsets too. We're growing some more forests, but actually it's also, what do we start to do differently? And I think it's also about personal choice. I bought a duvet cover yesterday. And you know what? I had two choices. I had a choice to get a brandy new one, and I had a choice to get a new one, but that it was made of recycled feathers. And that on one level freaked me out, because I was like, it's recycled feathers. Somebody else has slept with these feathers, right? But actually, I was like, no, well, I read it, and they said, you know, we sanitize it, we all sterilize it, and then the carbon footprint of these is 2/3 the carbon footprint of getting it brand new. And so I was like, okay, that's what we've got to do. And that's why carbon intelligence and actually thinking about carbon in every decision you make is actually going to be crucial. And that's what businesses need to wake up to.
Yeah.
That is crucial.
And that is a conversation that increasingly I'm seeing consumers and businesses having. So if nothing else, the focus and the persistent focus on these issues has ensured that we've got almost a shared taxonomy and a shared understanding. As to your earlier point, we understand what the issues are now very, very well. And it is a very complex, multi-government negotiation to help transition the entire global economy away from fossil fuels. But we are starting to see this now manifest in our personal choices, and increasingly, and that's something I always like to stress, is it is up to each and every one of us in our roles, inside our businesses, in our personal roles at home, all of us to take more ownership of what is the greatest challenge to confront humanity. Rachel, that's all the time we have for. Enjoy COP. I believe you're going to be coming to Johannesburg shortly, so we must sit down and catch up when you're in town.
That'd be great, Michael. Take care, stay safe, and mind that carbon footprint.
Rachel Bartels, Senior Managing Director at Accenture, with her thoughts from Glasgow, COP26 here on Hot Business.
Hot 1027 Business with Michael Avery.